Hi, welcome to WDOT News. Let's turn it over to World News with Sinet.
Hi. Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un are scheduled to meet in Vietnam on February 27th for their second ever meeting. The doomed plane carrying Emiliano Sala has been found. Both the pilot and Sala are presumed dead. Knots are ordering Cardiff City to pay the £15 million they paid for Emiliano Sala. The Met Office says that climate change will have its warmest decade in the 2020s. Leaders of the Taliban in Afghanistan claim they're not looking to seize all of the country. EU Council President Donald Tusk states that a no-deal Brexit will cause Great Britain to be a special place in hell. There is still no ruling on whether or not there will be a second referendum for Great Britain in deciding their future with the EU. Donald Trump is planning his second visit to the United Kingdom for a NATO summit. A United States envoy is in Pyongyang to discuss a nuclear deal with North Korea. Venezuelan leaders believe that Nicolas Maduro will take this to the end, even though it's growing more and more likely Juan Guaido will win the presidency. It is possible that this will lead to a civil war. And lastly, the United Arab Emirates is currently arming militias in Yemen. Now with the U.S. news, here's Charles Mark.
Donald Trump addressed the House of Representatives last night on the current State of the Union. In his speech, he emphasized the importance of preventing illegal immigration as well as the economic boom that has taken place since he has entered office. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has faced great criticism after a yearbook photo from the 1984 Eastern Virginia Medical School yearbook got released. On Northam's page of the yearbook, a picture of two people, one wearing blackface and the other dressing as a Klansman, got released, and he has been facing great criticism for this picture. Democrats across the country have been calling for his resignation. The House Intelligence Committee voted on Wednesday to send more than 50 interview transcripts about Russian interference in the 2016 election to Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who could potentially use them to pursue charges of perjury. The vote comes a day after President Trump lured lawmakers in his State of the Union address to end what he called ridiculous partisan investigations. Lastly, CNN News reported on February 5th that U.S. weapons that have been sold to Saudi Arabia have gotten into the hands of Iranian extremists as well as the Houthi rebels. This further raises the heated debate in the United States on whether the United States should end its arms sales to Saudi Arabia. Now here's Chloe with local news.
Neighbors report guns in Patchogue. They did not confirm any information about what was taken from the house or if anybody was arrested, but neighbors said that more than a dozen rifles were seized from a home in the early morning raid on Wilmarth Avenue around 5 a.m. In other news, New York State moves up to 7th in the number of AP tests passed. Rankings were released by the Manhattan-based College Board. New York State has moved up a notch in the national rankings for student achievement on the college-level advanced placement exams, test sponsors announced Tuesday. Performance by high school seniors in the class of 2018 propelled New York into 7th place among states, up from 8th in 2017. New York, nonetheless, ranked behind several major competitors, including California and New Jersey, which both showed strong growth in test scores. And here's Nate with sports.
With the NBA and NHL trade deadlines quickly approaching, rumors have picked up and even some deals have been made. The Clippers and 76ers engaged in a six-player trade, three-a-side, headlined by Tobias Harris to the Sixers. The Clippers also got two first-round picks in the deal. The Lakers have heavily inquired on the disgruntled Anthony Davis, however, the Pelicans have not given in. As for the NHL, the Devils, who are last in the Metro, sent centerman Brian Boyle to the Nashville Predators in exchange for a second-round pick in June's draft. The Florida Panthers are looking for a deal with Columbus to land either Russian Sergei Bobrovsky or Artemi Panarin. As MLB spring training nears, both top free agents Manny Machado and Bryce Harper are still looking for jobs. Machado is sitting on an offer from the White Sox, while nothing has been reported on Harper's situation. As for local sports, the New York Knicks have two players headed to Charlotte. Kevin Knox replaced Lonzo Ball for the Rising Stars game, and newly acquired Dennis Smith Jr. will participate in the dunk contest for a second straight year. D'Angelo Russell of the Brooklyn Nets will replace Victor Oladipo for the All-Star game. This is his first All-Star appearance. Tonight, the Rangers take on the Bruins at MSG. Puck drop is at 8 p.m. ET. And the Nuggets will head to the Barclays Center to take on the Nets. Tip-off is at 7:30. Now Nick with the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl was this past Sunday, and in a pretty predictable result, the New England Patriots defeated the Los Angeles Rams by a score of 13-3. Scoring was scarce in this one, as only one touchdown was scored the whole game. The experience of Brady and Belichick was too much for young quarterback Jared Goff and second-year coach Sean McVay to handle. Brady threw for 262 yards and secured his sixth Super Bowl win of his career, while some other standout players in this game were Sony Michel, Rob Gronkowski, and Stephon Gilmore. However, the most impressive player for the Patriots was Julian Edelman, who caught 10 passes for 141 yards and won Super Bowl 53 MVP. Edelman was seen as a fringe future Hall of Famer and has to be more likely to get in when he retires after his huge performance, third championship, and first Super Bowl MVP. In related news, due to a long history of injuries, many people have speculated that this could be Rob Gronkowski's last game in the NFL, and if it was, it ended on a high note. With 87 receiving yards, a couple clutch catches, and his third ring, he will most certainly be a Hall of Famer, as he has proven to be one of the best pass-catching tight ends of all time. And now with entertainment news, we have Pete.
Hi, thanks. In entertainment news, Jussie Smollett, the star of the popular drama Empire, returns to the set after being attacked last week in a hate crime. He thanks everyone for the support he has received in recovery. Bob Iger, CEO of Disney, teases the return of Touchstone Pictures, or some other more mature film label, in response to questions about whether or not Disney's acquisition of Fox would result in properties like Deadpool being toned down to a PG-13 audience. Iger responded that there would be indeed R-rated films, however, under a different label so as to avoid consumer confusion. The popular video game system, the Nintendo Switch, has already sold 32.37 million units in less than 2 years. It has now become the fastest-selling console in U.S. history, breaking records set just 7 years ago by the PlayStation 4. And lastly, we have the big one. We have the Oscars coming up on Sunday, February 24th. As always, they'll be showing off the awards for the best films and most important of the last year. However, most interestingly, no specific host has been announced for the Oscars, despite this, they tease us an interesting beginning to the showing. As for our nominees for the also coveted Best Picture Awards, we have Bohemian Rhapsody, Vice, A Star Is Born, and surprisingly, Black Panther. Now let's throw it to Max with business.
Trump decides to withdraw troops from Syria. He believes that this is the right choice and little to no consequences will come of it. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo shows incredible confidence that ISIS will have little to no opportunity to be able to take oil fields from the U.S. While soldiers are not there. Unrelated to this story, Democrats want to call for a tax hike. They hope they can potentially increase the tax for those who are in higher classes compared to those who are in middle and low class. This tax would apply to those with $50 million in assets, and this tax would increase even higher for anyone who has $1 billion in assets. While Democrats are asking to increase taxation of the wealthy, President Trump applauses the recent tax cut. This tax cut practically removed the estate tax, a tax which would be determined by how much you inherit upon the passing of a relative. Now, weather with DeMarino.
Thanks, Max. In Port Washington, it is currently 42 degrees, feels like 35 with a high of 46 and a low of 37. Humidity is 53%, wind speeds of 15 miles per hour to the northeast. The highs will be rising to a maximum of 53 degrees until Saturday, where it will drop back down to the 30s for the rest of the coming week. In case you are planning on going to the beach, be careful as wave heights will range between 7 and 8 feet for the next 2 days. Don't hang up those coats just yet, as you might see some snow next Tuesday going through Thursday. I want to grab an umbrella in the Midwest, with severe storms rolling through this weekend, along with drastic temperature swings. With the coming storms, Northern California has raised the mudslide risk. The far north is still facing some freezing temperatures, with Bismarck reaching a high of 8, and Toronto hitting a low of negative 5. Now here's some offbeat with Harry.
Alright, hilarious student comes home to find everything he owns covered in foil. A student came home to find his prankster Hazmat had covered everything in his bedroom in tin foil. Ned Barlow, also 21, and his girlfriend, Amy Bauman, 20, got their inspiration from other similar particular jokes online. It then took them 3 hours to cover everything from his bed to his bookshelves in the food wrap on Tuesday. I'm done.
And thank you, Harry, for being done. Now, from all of us here at WDOT News, thank you. We're signing off.